2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen. I need a snow day. I need a snow
day. I need a snow day. How about that? On a snow day segment this week, we're able to talk about skiing and resorts being open. At least one, and that is Brighton Ski Resort. Jared Winkler is with us. He's with the Brighton Resort Marketing Department there and always joins us on the program. Must feel good to get the lifts running again, huh?
Yeah, morale is high. People are excited here. Everybody's ready to go.
I was thinking about that, you know, after a long, hot summer, for those that work at the ski resorts, there must be sort of a special feeling when a new season is ready to get up and running, whether it's Mother Nature snow or whether it's man-made stuff.
Yeah, right now we'll take whatever we can get, but, you know, we're looking pretty good. We got about a pretty equal mix of natural and natural snow, you know, made by Mother Nature, and then some man-made snow by our machines. And so up top, there's more natural. Down low, where it's a little warmer, we put a little more man-made.
I'm sure when the lifts open on Thursday, the hooping and the hollering of those that were first in line was probably almost viral video stuff, wasn't it?
It's always fun to see the characters, because you get everyone from the ski bums to the kids skipping school to the dad taking his kids away from school, making a reason why he should be able to do that. And, you know, it's great up here.
Yeah. All right. So the plan from here on out is to be open 9 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon, 7 days a week.
Yep. We're ready and daily, and hopefully come mid-December, we'll open up night skiing, be open 9 to 9. But right now, if you have anyone coming out for the holidays, tell them to bring their gear and go skiing.
Obviously, it's going to be limited to, 4 or 5 runs and a couple of lifts for now?
Yeah, right now we have 2 lifts, 5 runs, but hopefully throughout the week we can get some more lifts going with some more runs so that we can spread the traffic out and handle more people.
You were one of the spots that actually got some snow from Mother Nature over the last week. But, I mean, some didn't report any, but I think you reported, 7 to 10 or something like that?
Yeah, it hasn't been too much, but it's every little bit helps. And with these cold temps, you know, we've been able to keep our snowmaking going. And those snowmakers we have just been seriously kicking butt.
So you do have a special price for a pass, too. People should know that. Since it is limited terrain, you've got a limited terrain ticket.
Yeah, it's only $48 right now. And so, you know, as more terrain opens up, the price will probably go up. But for now, I mean, it's pretty affordable.
Yeah, and Brighton has always been affordable for kids 10 and under if they've got a mom or a dad skiing with them.
That's right. Kids 10 and under always ski free. So simple enough, if you have a ticket or a pass or whatever, when you go to the ticket office, just ask for that child freebie and we'll get you taken care of.
We're all going to be keeping an eye on the weather forecast to see when that next round of snow is coming. But as you mentioned, nice and cold at night, so resorts are continuing to make snow and place it on runs where everybody can get up and enjoy. Are any of the go passes, any of the go cards, any of that still available for people to be thinking about?
Yeah, right now through the holiday, we have our what people call the Black Friday sale. We're selling a go card on there, and what you do is you buy the card. It's kind of like a frequency card. And so if you want to then go to our website after you use that first initial day, you can reload it and save money. And so that's the key thing, is reloading at home. And then when you get to the resort, you go straight to the lift. And so you're saving money and it's more efficient for you. And so we're just trying to get people to get those go cards and not worry about going to the ticket office and go straight to the lift.
What's new for the season this year?
Our biggest improvements, again, have been in snowmaking throughout the train park, some of our food and beverage stuff. Nothing crazy. You know, that's what keeps us affordable, is we're not spending a ton of money. But, you know, the things that make it fun while you're here, you know, like new grooming equipment, it makes just a little smoother ride, and especially when you have the snow from the snowmakers to play on. And so we're spending the money where it counts.
I wanted to touch base with you a couple of weeks ago because I think you've had some of the crazies up there that were going through the boneyard or whatever. What do you call that thing when people are hiking up and playing in some of those areas?
Yeah, we're friendly to everyone who comes up here. And during the preseason, we create a little park called the Bone Zone. And the Bone Zone is it's free, but everybody goes up there and they kind of help each other gather snow from everywhere they possibly can find it and put it in one place. And then they play on it and slide across some rails and stuff.
The Bone Zone. I don't know why I thought it was the Boneyard, but anyway, I guess the Bone Zone isn't needed anymore because now you've got lifts running, right?
Correct. Yeah, we do now have our terrain park just on one of our runs, and people can come down and hit a few features and go from there. We have everything you would expect at a ski resort. We have some, you know, cruising around. We have the ski school there up and running. Got our Explorer run looking great, and then yeah, the terrain park guys can go and hit some features.
Ah, that was my next question. So there is an opportunity for those that want to come up and learn. Then you've already got the ski school up and going.
Yeah, why not start now? Truth of the matter is, it's pretty slow time of year for them because people kind of wait until later when there's a little bit more snow. But right now, you could have the lift yourself and probably actually have an instructor to yourself just by buying a group lesson. So come on up and take your first lesson, and or take another lesson just to kind of help you get the dust off, you know?
Yeah. Well, and that beginner's area for the kids is one of the more simple areas, I would think, to put some snow down on. And it's fairly shaded over there most of the day, so the snow should be good for learners.
Yeah, that entire area is what we would say finished snowmaking, because it's, like you said, easy for us to make snow over there, and it's not too large, and it's shaded. So the entire Explorer runs are open and looking great.
Any message you want to send people for the holiday with Thanksgiving coming up next week?
I think just, yeah, if you want to take advantage of our go-kart sale, that you could buy that online and then pick it up when you come to ski. Or, you know, tell your friends and family, come on out for the holidays and let's go ski.
And the website, if they want to get more details, is what?
BrightonResort.com.
Always great checking in with you. We'll look forward to seeing you on the mountain sometime real soon. Thank you, Jared.
Yeah, thank you as always.
We're going to take a break. We'll come back with more of KSL Outdoors in just a minute, so don't go away.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
As you know, each and every week, this program is sponsored by our good friends at Bear River Lodge and Trax Power Sports, and that means Roger Eggett is about to join us here. Let's jump into our conversation, but before we talk about Bear River Lodge, because you're sitting there enjoying the view right now, give me a little recap of your Trax trip down south.
Oh, man, was that fun. Our Trax ride for the month of November, we went down to Sand Hollow, and if people have not been down to Sand Hollow, it's in Hurricane. And just by St. George, there's sand, there's rock climbing. We took our Can-Am XRS. Tim, we climbed rocks you would not believe. You won't believe it till you see it.
I saw some of the videos.
I know. These guys are crazy. If I didn't see someone do it in front of me, I would never think I could do that. But it's fun. You go as a group. It's an annual side-by-side rally they do down there. So it's just fun. Every first week of November, I already saw the schedule for next year, and I'm going again. So if anyone wants to join us, go to TraxRides.com and come along. And if you don't have your own machine, we rent them for half off for Trax Rides. People can grab one of our Can-Am 1000 turbos and come have fun.
Well, I told you this already, but if my schedule works out, I'd love to tag along, and we'll record some segments down there for the show. That'd be a lot of fun.
We have to do that. I'm going to hold you to it, because I'm telling you, it is more fun than I ever imagined. It is just fun.
Well, and you
for
know
sure.
That,
let's get you down there.
Yeah, a lot of these really technical spots, you have to have a spotter to kind of help you dial in where you need to place tires, don't you?
Absolutely. And if you have a guy just telling you the line, just like put your front tire here and just trust in him, you can close, once you get your front tire lined up, close your eyes and give it a little gas. That's what I do on snowmobile tours. You know, now I know, like, I've always been a guide out here for 20 years. And now I know why it's so fun to go snowmobiling with me, because people trust that I know where I'm going, that I'm going to get them unstuck if they get stuck. I'm going to show them how to climb the hill or whatever. And if people haven't done this, they need to join us on our monthly Trax rides. If they go to TraxRides.com, we post our rides every month, and they can just come, whether it's snow or UTVs or whatever, and just going in a group is a lot of fun.
Yeah, a little marketing tip for you, though, buddy. Next time, don't tell us you close your eyes on those things.
Hey, I'm telling you, I close my eyes on a couple of them.
I don't know if I want to follow you if you're not looking. Wow. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. I enjoyed the videos, and we'll keep our fingers crossed that our schedules match up next November. All right, so we're headed to the holiday season here. I mean, it's right on top of us, Thanksgiving next week. But you're sitting at Bear River Lodge. Give us a full report on what it looks like. I know you're still waiting for some more snow.
We are waiting for snow. We have our snowmobiles here. We run about 50 snowmobiles this year, so it's going to be fun, but the weather for fall has been spectacular, and Christmas tree tag permits are on sale now. For $10, people can come up and go into the forest and cut down a tree. And we'll have enough tags probably through the end of the month or that weekend, next weekend after Thanksgiving. But families need to come up and go cut down a tree, because the weather is beautiful. They can get out and enjoy the outdoors. The high mountains are snow-capped, but right now they can get out there with their truck or car and go cut down a tree, strap it on, and head home.
Yeah, and I know I've already harped on this, but it sounds like such a great family tradition to start with you and your young ones that, you know, they'll always remember going out with a family. And then why not, you know, make a weekend of it and stay the night in a beautiful cabin there at Bear River Lodge, enjoy a nice meal, and then bring your tree home the next day.
Yeah, we have cabins available. We have some 1 and 2 bedrooms available still for next weekend. So the 5 bedrooms are all gone, but the 1 and 2 bedrooms are still available. Or come that first week of December and take out, you'll probably have to take a snowmobile then, but it is fun. It's a fun tradition. It's just a fun thing to be up here in the fresh air. And I heard you guys are getting a little inversion down there, so up here it's beautiful.
Yeah, well, we're all praying for some snow here in the next little while, although it doesn't look like it's going to happen before Thanksgiving, in any measurable amount anyway. Although the ski season has already started, the man-made snow at Brighton enabled them to get the lifts running, at least 2 of them this week, so that's good news. All right, let's, speaking of availability, tell me about these. I got an email from you guys, but tell me about these gift certificates you've got for Christmas.
You know, we do every year for Black Friday and Cyber Monday, we do these 10-pack gift certificates, and they're about half off. So if you want to get a Christmas gift for someone, go to BearRiverLodge.com, go under the specials and packages and select gift certificates. We have 10 packs that you can buy, a 10-pack of gift certificates, and the nice thing is they're good for anything. Some are only valid weekdays. They're less expensive. Some are no blackout dates. But you get about half off or even more in some cases, and you can use them for ATVs, side-by-sides, cabin stays, snowmobiles, snow bikes, whatever. And you can give those out as gifts, and people can come up and choose their piece of equipment and their time of year and go out and have fun.
Yeah, and that's the important thing for people to remember. Sometimes we focus specifically on the cabins, and sometimes we focus specifically on the machines. But the fact is, you guys up there can take care of everything. People really just need to bring their bodies, bring the families up, and your fun begins as soon as you get in the car and head the direction of Bear River Lodge. But you've got not only the machines and the place to stay, but you've got a place to eat if they don't feel like cooking. You've got all the helmets and gloves and snowsuits if they don't already have them. It's a real turnkey situation for people to have that fun and create that memory.
It is, and we'll even dig them out if they get stuck.
Yeah, you've had a few stories like that over the past few years, haven't you?
We've had a few. We don't like to do that. Let's not get stuck, but let's make sure you're back by 4 o'clock so we don't go out and look for you. But it is fun. We hopefully we have everything you need to just come out and enjoy the outdoors. And, you know, these forests are just awesome. I don't know whoever put the whole program together. I'm not that great with my history, but you know, National Forest, we border over 1 million acres that will always be this way. And it is just spectacular, and it's a lot of fun, and people need to get up here and enjoy it. You know, and one of the things we try to do is also accommodate groups. So If there's any businesses out there that want to get their team building together, go buy these 10 packs. It's a great way to get 10 guys together and come out and enjoy the outdoors together, and we'll go out riding with you, and we'll go have some fun.
I know the Rockwell gang does that once or twice a year, don't they?
Yeah, Rockwell's done some nice watches for us, and they come up, and they have their Christmas party and a couple corporate retreats up here every year. So we have a lot of businesses that do that. We just are working with Delta Airlines right now. They're bringing a bunch of their people up. So it's a fun time to just come up here and enjoy the outdoors.
What kind of special arrangements do they have to make? I would imagine they need to do that well in advance of their plans, right?
Well, it depends. Yeah, I mean, obviously advanced reservations always help, and we'll work with them. They can call me directly. They can call our reservations line directly, and we'll work with them to put together whatever works for your group. We will make it happen. If you need special accommodations, special food, whatever, special meeting facilities, we will help you make it happen. So we're open. Let's work. Let's go have fun.
Hey, there isn't a scheduled closing of Mirror Lake Highway, is there? They wait until the Mother Nature sort of dictates that.
They do, and I get that call. You wouldn't believe. I'm not exaggerating. We get 20 to 50 calls a day. Have they closed the highway? What's the snow condition? Right now, it's wide open. There's snow clear up on top by Bald Mountain and by Mirror Lake, but the Mirror Lake Highway is open, and for the forecast, at least I'm guessing through Thanksgiving weekend, it's going to be open. So if they want to come up through Camas, now obviously use your judgment. If we get a big snowstorm, don't do it. But right now it's open, and that ride is beautiful. I drove the Mirror Lake Highway last week, and it is stunning.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we saved you a few phone calls with that little piece of information. If people want to find out more about these gift certificates or more about how they can get their Christmas tree permits, I guess they just go to the website, BearRiverLodge.com.
BearRiverLodge.com, or they can call the reservations line at 801-798-1008, and we have someone standing by to help them.
All right, pray for snow. This will be my last chance to tell you, so I'll do it now, but happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Thank you. You too. We appreciate you guys. Hope everything goes well for you this week, and let's chat next week. We'll have 1,000 families here next Saturday buying Christmas tree tags.
Wow, that's crazy. I'm headed over the river and through the woods to grab my mom and bring her back down from Idaho. So that's my adventure for the weekend.
Well, be safe.
All right, buddy.